So let's get started here. Okay, this week's scene, I'm going to run through two examples from the same source. It's Callie Curry's Thelma and Louise. And one of the very difficult things is constructing a reasonable and interesting phone call scene. Now, phone call scenes could mean email sequences, anything in today's new age of epistological, you know, writing, texts. But what you'll see here is the real trick to these is to clearly understand the power positions of the players in the story. So we're gonna watch two scenes. Let me share my screen. Okay, whoever is the host, they need to enable me to screen share. Does anybody know? I think Allison or Renee are the hosts.
Yes, I am the host. So let me see. Did that work, Sean?
Let me try. Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. And let me go over here. Here we go. First phone call. Whoops, mortgage calculator. All right.
I was afraid I missed you. I got it. I was afraid I couldn't get a check cashed on Saturday.
Who did it?
A friend of mine owns a club, Doug Randall.
You didn't tell him what it was for, did you?
No, I didn't say what it was for. I told him I was buying a car.
Good, that's real good. Listen, where do I go?
It's a place called the Vagabond Motel. It's at 1921 North East 23rd. It's under Peaches.
What?
That's the code word. I miss you, Peaches.
Thanks, Jimmy. I appreciate it.
Okay, that's the first one. And here's the second.
What are you looking at? Hey, I want you to call Daryl.
Call him.
Mm-hmm. Tell me you're having a wonderful time and you'll be home tomorrow night.
Will I be?
I don't know. I won't. Ah, the newspaper.
The guy who gave us the most fits last night was the dead gum fullback. And Witherspoon had a great play. Watch this right here. He just outruns us here, and we just don't pick him up. And he just makes
it's Daryl.
Play, gets down in the scoring position, and they pop a couple of
well, yes, I will, Brittany. Thelma, where in the Sam? How are you?
I'm with Louise. We're in the mountains. We're fishing.
Have you lost your mind? Is that it? Now I leave for work, and you take complete leave of your senses.
Daryl, calm down, please. Don't get so mad. I can explain, okay? See, Louise.
Hold on.
Gas in him. Oh, come on, Kirk.
Pick it.
Kirk gets it. Knocks the ball loose. Chad Rowland's got it. Kirk's got it. We end up with the ball. So they get no points out of it at a time of their
life. We're just going to stay there and, you know, fish and hang out and stuff. And we'll just be gone one more day, and then we'll be home tomorrow night.
No, you won't. You'll be back today. You get your butt back here, Thelma, now. God damn it!
Daryl, you're my husband, not my father.
Oh, now that does it. That Louise is nothing but a bad influence. you're not back here by tonight. Thelma. Well then, I just don't want to say.
Daryl.
Thelma.
Go fuck yourself.
Oh, that's good. That's just sweet.
Okay, so stop share. There we go. Okay, so what you have here are two scenes, and I want you to take a look at the rubric page that I wrote up, so that you can see exactly how the writer played both of these scenes. It's crucial that you understand that when you have these moments, you don't want them to go on too long. You're in and out in these scenes. They're minute and a half long in terms of filming. And also, I want to point out, I've done some reimagining of the four analytical questions, just trying to make them even higher resolution. So when you're going through the analysis of the scene, you'll see that the questions are more specific. So definitely check those out. And good luck. I mean, once you master these are really important scenes to be able to pull off in a way that are interesting, innovative, and can keep the momentum moving. They're very much about someone seizing what is rightfully theirs, and somewhat winners and losers in the phone call scenes are really important to understand. So you can't have a phone call scene that is just exposition. Oh, remember that time we used to go down to the lake and you can't do that. So I think these two scenes are very, very well put together. And have a great time, and I will see you all on Friday. So now Renee and Allison are going to lead the charge, and I'll see everybody on Friday. Bye.
Thanks, Sean.
Thanks.